This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on walking in Birmingham neighborhoods. What would you do if you had the opportunity to visit Birmingham, the second largest city in the United Kingdom? Well, of course, you get a 4-pound day pass on the bus system. Ignore the mad Christmas shopping and hop off and on the bus and walk through low and moderate income neighborhoods. And if you were as lucky as I was and it was gorgeous blue sky day with what would almost seem to be unseasonably mild temperatures, what better day could there be to walk some 5 miles up and down and around the streets and housing blocks of the city? Birmingham is a city of a couple of million, famed as 19th and 20th century industrial powerhouse, but largely deindustrialized now, like so many of the world powerhouses of that time. But still alive as a center of education, healthcare, and the newly emerging service sector. The neighborhoods and the city itself are caught in the crosshairs of changing times and strained municipal resources with reduced support from the national government in Westminster. I walked through various Heath communities, Small Heath and Balsall Heath, Moseley, and more communities than I can remember, filled with council housing, Victorian terraces, and various other housing schemes. I was in sight of the city center most of the time, and virtually within spitting of the huge University of Birmingham at other times. In one street I passed, sandwiched in between Howell shops and Muslim charity shops, the Yankee Clipper Barber Shop, strangely tipping a brim of the hat to Joe DiMaggio, the New York slugger and record setter of the 1940s. Took a long look at a free library dating to 1895 and connected to a swimming center dating more than 100 years with a separate women's entrance and two entrances for men, first class and second class men, whatever all that might mean. Center was a community issue now, though, because the council had announced plans to close the facility, so various groups were campaigning to see if there's a way to save the place, not for its history, but for its future. In many areas of the city, issues seemed all too common. Litter and rubbish untended, traffic too hard to maneuver easily, gentrification coming slowly compared to London, perhaps, but nevertheless, coming steadily. Like any big city, more to do than any set of organizations might be able to muster alone, but clearly a great organizing challenge and opportunity. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.